This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour time for the Stephan gang to get together, which includes Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich, to go through the top items this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts of big news talk radio items for the week of July 4th to the 8th. And I don't know, maybe I'll go through the list. I guess I probably should go through the list, but I know where we're going to stop and spend most of our time because that's where people's minds are at the weekend with all of the shooting this past week. But here are the stories that have made the top 10. The sort of usual thing at number 10, sports talk radio with more focus on the Rio Olympics and the trouble they're having. Man, all the stuff, I think, other than when we got to the end of the week talking about the snipers, I think every day this week there was some other thing happening in Rio. The police were protesting, not getting paid.
Welcome to hell.
At the airport.
Really?
Which they're not wrong.
You didn't hear that?
That is funny.
You have the Zika virus. You've got people getting pickpocketed. Yeah. You have violent crimes going on. I mean, there are a whole slew of things.
The sewerage from the hospital is getting into the water, so there's this bacteria that they don't have any vaccine for. They're killing people, dropping people left and right. It is. It's horrible. Oh, my God, what a horrible mess. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so that's, folks, that's the good news at number 10. Number 9, continuing focus on our immigration policy. It seems, in the light of what's going on, all of these things seem almost meaningless, but I'm going to go through the list because I feel like I need to go through it. But okay, so what? Another conversation about immigration. What's new there? Military tension between the Russians and the U.S. You know, here's an aside. Last night, I had dinner with someone actually, one of the guys working on the farm who lives in Jamaica. And we actually, after we'd worked hard, we went to the little store for a little quick bite to eat. And he was talking about what's going on in Jamaica and how influential. It's always been that America was the most influential. All the food came from America, vehicles, the roads were built by Americans. You know, pretty much everything was America-influenced. He said, no more. It's the Russians and the Chinese that are all over Jamaica. The Chinese are building the roads, the Russians are building the buildings, and they're inundating. I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah.
That they're, you know, I mean, there's not that much on the island of Jamaica other than rum and concrete. There isn't much there. But they are all over the island. It's very,
why,
very
though? Interesting. I mean, we did it because of the tourism.
Yeah, well, they're doing it because there's a way of making connections with island nations that will trade with China and or Russia. That's why they want to do it, because they want to be closer in this hemisphere. They want to kind of try to push out the influence. The Russians will be short-lived.
South Jamaica is like some huge trade country nation.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. But the Russians, I think, I don't see that as a long-term thing. The Chinese, I do, frankly. All right, next. Number 7 on the countdown this week, the aftermath of the vote in England. Number 6, Daesh. Number 5, Iraq. And it's the whole Middle East stuff. I kind of want to blow that off. Number 4, the police and shootings. And number 3 is the snipers. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, I don't even begin to see this, not in my wheelhouse anyway, Hillary Clinton in the email case. Jennifer says,
far the top story of the week.
How is it the top story of the week?
Oh my gosh, because of the FBI came out. Comey came out and said no criminal indictment for...
You expect him to say, you think he's got an indictor?
But he went on for 15 minutes about how careless and negligent she was. And then Comey goes before Congress on Thursday and has to testify for 5 hours about why he made that decision. I mean, it was the biggest story of the week. Whether you like it or buy into it or not, it's huge.
That if she worked at the FBI, she would have been fired.
Yeah. Okay. And that if she, I mean, Martha Stewart went to jail for a whole lot less. That's for sure.
You saw Julie, that Martha, on Facebook too?
No, Martha Stewart lied to the FBI one time and went to jail for 1 year. Yeah. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, then we find out that Hillary Clinton, when she did her interview with the FBI over the past weekend, that it wasn't even under oath and it wasn't even recorded. I mean, there's just so much that stinks here that started with that weird Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch tarmac meeting.
The fix, man. It's
I mean, it just...
Yeah, it is. That's what. But what do you expect? That's
Here's
politics in America. Crooks.
The dangerous thing about this decision is, and there are so many reasons why, because, you know, Hillary Clinton's running for president, yes, because it could have probably implicated President Obama, yes, but the biggest danger is that if people get the idea, and we're already starting to see this, that the elites have one set of rules and we all have to abide by another set of rules, that is the first step to massive revolution, violence. I mean, why would you follow the law? Yeah, why would you follow the law if you think, well, if Hillary Clinton gets away with it, I can't.
Well, but how many examples of that do we have this year? There are all kinds of examples of that sort of thing, where people don't follow the law. Why should I follow the law? They don't follow the law. And then, yeah, so that is the breakdown in society. I think that you're right. There's rules for, it's like having a relationship. You have one set of standards and rules that is being applied to you by your partner, and then there's another set of rules that he or she lives
do
by.
Do as I
that,
say, not as I do. And then politically, I mean, the other reason why it's so important is that while she may not be put up on criminal charges, it's very possible and likely that she'll have her security clearance taken away. And do you want someone who is a sitting president not having security clearance?
Here's
the
scenario.
That's
the problem. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Here's the scenario.
She can't get into the Capitol.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Listen to this. Hold on just a second. Think of this one through. Donald Trump said the other day that he wasn't sure, even if elected, that he would serve. He'll let you know. Then
he was
Hillary Clinton.
That was with the
I don't know that he's kidding. And I don't
know. Yes, he was
kidding.
Kidding. The media reported it like something real. He kind of did it and he smirks at the guy. I'll decide when I get there. Yeah.
But even so, look at the quality, the caliber. I like Trump because he represents change. That's what I want to see. But under the circumstances, well, what are we really getting here? Well, you don't know what you're getting. Maybe he'll be, if he gets elected, he'll surprise us all. But you know what you're getting with Hillary. And so is it a steady hand? Maybe. But is there stuff that's questionable that's always going to be there? The Republicans will eat and gnaw away at her for the entire 4 years she's been, she'll be president.
And Comey just gave them plenty of ammunition to do it.
Yeah. I believe Comey will probably resign because he basically, even though the indictment isn't what the Republicans in the Congress wanted, he gave Trump, a series of campaign commercials about the fact that she's negligent and careless and she doesn't know that C means classified on her emails.
Sidebar, Your Honor.
Yes.
This morning I heard John Dickerson from Face the Nation being interviewed and he kept referring to these people as our leaders. Mm. Not my leader.
No.
It is such a sad state of affairs, the people that are being...
But do we get the leadership we deserve?
Exactly, that we are electing into office.
Yeah.
They are not my leaders.
Who do we deserve? Why don't we have somebody that can inspire us and help us to get away from all these shootings and killings and all that
Why
stuff?
Would anybody... But we were talking earlier about jobs that
no one wants.
Who wants the job?
Yeah. Right.
I don't want it.
No.
You can do more good in your own community than you can on an
actual
level.
That's where everything starts, is right in your backyard.
You know
It's about changing ideology, I mean, more than anything else.
I'd be a good president. And let's see, who would I have?
I'd have to figure out.
I would be a good president.
It'd be nonstop
Would you want it, though?
I do my radio program as well as president. Here
you
I am.
Do that?
Of course I can. Why not?
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Conflict.
Every day. From the White Live, from the Oval Office in the White House,
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Vice President Jennifer Horn on my right, Secretary of State Victoria Keelan on my left, Secretary of the Treasury Rich McFadden in front of me, and behind me as the, let's see, what's, how about, do we have an Attorney General?
A poop scooper.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, by be followed by the poop scooper. All right, 16 past the hour. We're discussing the issues of the week, taking our cue from the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, on the people list, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine, in terms of conversation, these are the people that have topped the list. Pukin Putin at number 10, Paul Ryan at 9, Theresa May, candidate for PM in England, 8, Tony Blair, former PM, 7, Loretta Lynch, a great country star, number 6, Bill Clinton, number 5.
That's Loretta Lynch.
No, really? No, really?
He had me for a second. I was like,
yeah, I know. There was nobody who said anything. I thought, wow, this is cool. I'm going to get away with that. James Comey is number 4. Trump is 3. Obama's 2. Hillary is 1. All right? So on that list, nobody knew who James Comey was a week ago at this time, right? Nobody. Nobody.
Wow.
Right?
I mean,
yes, you did. Who knew who James Comey was?
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't know was that he was 6'8". Holy smokes.
Really? He's
really?
Good basketball?
Good Lord.
That's all.
Really? Basketball guy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. How come there's two Clintons on the list this week? What's that all about?
Because Loretta Lynn.
Twice
as nice. If it weren't for Loretta Lynn, Bill wouldn't be on the list.
I love my country. Oh, yes, I do. Boy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I could have just done the math.
All right, 23 after the hour. One of the items this week, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden discussing the big issues of the week according to the charts provided to us and you as a listener to this program and as a listener to the Talk Radio Countdown show heard on a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program. The idea of 10 items, boiling them down, what are the big discussion topics on News Talk Radio. One of the things that we pride ourselves with on the Good Day program is getting off of the beaten path a bit. And because the announcement that astronomers had found this planet with three suns, that's 312 light years away, we're attempting to do the
operated
math.
Operated by Fred McMurray, isn't it?
Right.
Or no,
my
was
three
he
sons?
My three sons? Yeah.
Yes, he was my three sons. Very good, Jennifer.
Very good.
My three sons. 182,000 feet per second is the speed of light. Multiply that times 60 seconds, times 60 to get a minute, then 60 more for an hour, then 24 for the day, then 365 times the year, and then times 312. And you come up with how far away, or the image in your mind of how complex this all is. And the fact that we can explore to that extent, we can see that far, that we can discern a planet, find something that is out there in unbelievable outer space, that's 312 light years away, and see that it has three suns. This is a planet, according to what we were reading, I think, earlier, Victoria, a planet that has about the same size and depth to it as Jupiter. Didn't I read that? It's bigger than the Earth.
I think so, yes. That sounds about right.
The sun rises and sets, or the sun sign. There's three sunrises and three sunsets. The average length of a season is 100 of our years. So springtime takes 100 years, fall 100 years, that sort of thing. But we're so used to thinking about things in terms of our own knowledge, of our own experience, that we have a hard time imagining something like that. And then you couple it with how far away it is, and that it's actually, it's a young planet. It's only 16 million trillion years old or something. I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's developing around these suns. And how many of you knew, I actually didn't know this until I saw a reference to it, that every planet that exists in every solar system, in every galaxy, in every single circumstance could be a sun if the gases and the compaction of the gases were right, our Earth could be a sun if it hadn't happened that way. Because that's all, you know, just the under the circumstances, our sun is a planet that had so much gas, and the compaction of the materials in the planet was such that it had so much heat that that's how it exists. And then when it runs out of its energy, it just expands, and kaboom, everything's gone, which will be the fate of our planet and the solar system, like it is pretty much every day of every year, somewhere in the world, somewhere in the universe. There's a sun that explodes and kills all the planets around it, and the stuff goes out into the universe, and that's where you get asteroids and space junk that we worry about. What's going to happen when this comet flies by us, or this asteroid? All that is pieces of long-lost planets and suns from the universe that who knows where it could be coming from. That's why we're sending that probe out in September. You remember the story with the kid, and we had the kid on who's the pilot of it. He's not going to have to even, he's going to be in his office in Atlanta or Houston. He's going to be piloting this space craft out to an asteroid that we can't see, to land on it, to get space junk so that the spaceship can bring it back to Earth and we can try to figure out where it came from.
By the way, getting calls. Speed of light, 186,000 miles.
186,000.
Miles per second.
Miles per second.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better. How about that? Add that to your headache. 28, thank you, everybody. 888-302-3684. 28 past the hour.
60 seconds to a better life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
After the hour, an adjunct to the Talk Radio Review, the information set forth by the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, the list every week, and I put my Good Day Gang together so that we can discuss these issues. You'll have your ability to do same. You can follow the Twitter recount at Good Day Show. You can always send me email, doug@dougstephan.com. Join us while we're doing this at 888-302-3684. The number one item, even though Hillary Clinton's email, according to the Talkers list, is number one. But at the end of the week, the real story is the snipers that killed the police officers in Dallas as a result of a peaceful rally on Thursday night. And then you go back and look at the story. The real story here is how it is we could become as fractured as we are. People are angry because of the number of Americans shot, killed by police. This past year, 990 people in this country have been shot and killed by the police. And people say, well, that's because They were bad guys. 948 of them were men. 42 were women. 494 of them were white. 258 of them were black. 172 were Hispanic. Let's see here. 18 of them were under 18. 330 of them were under the age of 29. 353 under the age of 44. 277 over the age of 45. In the instance of trying to figure out what the threat level, this is the hardest job a police officer has to do. And this is why we need more and better trained police. Not likely that we're getting heading that direction, because nobody wants to be a policeman anymore, really. I mean, mentally strong, alert folks. Most people want to do something else. But one of the things you got to figure out, or one of the things you're trained to do, as I understand it, is try to figure out what the threat level is against you and others. So of the 990 shootings by police, there was an attack in progress in 730 of those cases. So under the circumstances, why would we be critical? Do we need to know each individual circumstance so that we can define attack? Some of them might be domestic, could be a robbery in a store, could be most anything. But I'm looking, this is really...
Craig, it's interesting when you look at these stats, and this is all done by the Washington Post. Yeah. When you go to the weapons, Doug,
yeah,
you see that of the 990 shootings by police, 93 of those were on unarmed persons.
Yeah.
Meaning that...
So that's what drives people nuts.
Meaning that... No. I'm looking at the flip side of this. Meaning that 782 of those
were armed. We're armed.
More than that. 782 were armed with a weapon, with a deadly weapon.
Yep.
Knife, gun, whatever.
Yep.
54 of those people were armed with a car.
Yeah.
34 of them were armed with a toy weapon, like the gentleman we heard about last week with the BB gun.
Yeah.
And then of all the 993 of them were unarmed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the individual stories of some of these people. Going back to last December when 89 were killed. Here's Keith Childress that comes up first. Unarmed 23-year-old black man shot December 31st in Las Vegas. Police were helping a U.S. Marshal task force serve a warrant on him for charges in Arizona. Officers mistook a cell phone for a weapon. So that people would say, well, this guy was a dirtbag. He was under suspicion. They were serving a warrant. But does that mean there's a death sentence that comes with you know, delivering a warrant automatically? But the other side of it is, and this is something that's not talked about a lot, is that there are extenuating circumstances. It's a dangerous business going, you know, the traffic. I have a friend, Larry, who's on the police force, and he's 65 years old, got married late in life, so he has younger children, and he's still working. And his day consists of being in the cruiser and getting 8 tickets. He has to get 1 ticket an hour in his shift. That's his job. Got to get tickets, and that's what he does as a police officer. He's been in the traffic unit for years. He's never had a difficult day, shall we say, on the job, at least that he tells me about. He's a very happy guy. Comes up to the farm every once in a while, takes a nap.
Does he give you a ticket if he hangs out too long?
He would never give me. He's one of the biggest supporters I have of the farm. But, you know, so we have this guy wearing uniform.
You just got him fired for telling everybody.
I know.
Comes
he
and
would
takes
never
a nap.
Give me a ticket.
Everybody.
Take it a nap.
They know what he's doing. So, anyway, the point is that here's a police officer who's been on the job for 44 years he's been on the job. And I'm sure over those years he's had some tough times. I've never asked him about his tough times, but in the last, 15, 20 years he's been in the traffic unit. Because he doesn't create any trouble, he does what he's told, and he's efficient with his paperwork. So he never gets into trouble. Never has anybody. That's why people don't look at him, Richie, because he does what the book says he's supposed to do. Nobody pays any attention to him. He fulfills a function. The rules and regulations of the police department here is that they got to have 8 guys on the traffic squad in the shift during the daytime, and they each have to write a ticket an hour. That's their job. That's what the sergeant says. Okay, boys, go out and write your tickets. And so that's what they do. They go to hot spots where there's always speeders.
Yeah, and I love how police are always saying, oh, we don't have a ticketing quota.
No.
Yeah. You just blew the lid off that one.
No, everybody knows. They have Richie's brother's a policeman.
They never admit it,
tell
though.
You some
they,
stories. Yeah,
they know they do, but they don't admit it. Do they have a quota, Rich?
Well, some departments do. I don't know whether my brother has a quota. My brother actually works in something that's pretty neat, and I think is one of the answers to our problems that we're seeing here with police and the black community. He works with a youth outreach camp. So during the wintertime, he works at the schools working with the kids and blah, 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 you know, doing all that stuff. And in the summertime, they have a youth outreach camp where they have a junior police academy. And they bring in a bunch of the kids, and it's kind of like they work with the boys and girls clubs, and they come up with all these kind of summertime activities to keep the kids doing something constructive and creating relationships with the community. And I think that stuff like that is going to be important if we really want to have.
If you want to fix this,
yeah.
Got to do it.
Get but people my comfortable brother, with each other.
Right. Yeah. My brother will tell you that there are certain kids, they know I'm Popo Ron. And they're Popo Palmer, whatever they call him, and he's just the kids that he's arresting over and over and over again. Yep. And some people you cannot reach, but what they try to do is get to these kids early so that they know, you know, hey, listen, we're on your side. We're all together in this.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice if we could all actually understand that? But prejudices that we are born with, hard to break down. 43 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Techron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tankful.
More at videopump.tv and laurenfix.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
46 minutes past the hour with Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. You're listening to a discussion of the stories of the week, the people that are involved in this, and I'm going to introduce you to a person who I do not think any of you have ever met before. His name is Bland, and he's listening in Salisbury or Silver Springs, someplace in Maryland. All right, so your point, I was listening to you have a conversation with Rich, not to put too fine a point on it. Were you listening to us talking about the police who are subject of probes when they do things that seem to be against the interests of some civilians, but the police who were in Dallas doing their job were innocent victims? And I'm not sure that that always will be remembered in all the points that are made here, but it's a good one, Blaine.
Thank you, sir. All the people who were shot, whether black, white, or whatever, the police were there because they were called for something they were doing that was out of the ordinary or wrong. But these police officers that were shot in Dallas were shot merely because they had a uniform on.
Yep.
They were policemen.
Yep. That's right. They represent something that the shooters... Think it through this way, Bland. These people put themselves in a position, whether they thought it through or not, now that they've done what they've done, they'll all go to the gas chamber, well, electric, or whatever they do with them, because, you know, they'll give them the death penalty.
Oh, they're going to fry. This is Texas, man. I mean, they're done.
Yeah. Yep. So their anger killed them. Who has so much anger, no matter what's going on, that you plan your this
or
disheveled, demented, this sick?
Well, yeah. They're trying to kick off a race war in this country. It's about the broader thing, you know. It's anarchy is what it is. It's the attempted anarchy. I would guess it's not just anger about two shootings. It's something about trying to start your own sick, twisted movement.
Yeah, well.
It's a form of terrorism. I mean, it's the same reason why people strap a bomb and go into an airport, and, you know, somewhere over in the Middle East. It's the same thing. You know you're going to die. You're in Texas. You've seen movies. You know
well,
what happens.
Well,
do you think they think
so.
It through? Yeah, so one guy killed himself. Do you think they're going to... But do you really think they think this through? They start...
As far as they can. I mean, look at the planning.
This was well planned.
Executed.
Oh, this was extremely well executed.
So they all knew what they were doing, and they all knew they were going to get... They're so demented that they're willing to die because they hate
for
blacks.
Sure.
This was
police or whatever it is.
Yeah. They all had elevated points.
Can you imagine... Do you know anybody in your life, anybody in your circle? I ask this of all of you listening now, that is that angry, that demented?
If I knew someone was that angry... I would not associate with
them. I wouldn't
want
to be with them.
I mean,
good God, no.
A neighbor of mine just posted on Facebook that she was walking her dog and a pizza delivery car was speeding through the neighborhood, so she waved her hand to have him slow down. He got out of the car and came after her with a pipe.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
She called the pizza place, and the guy got fired. So now she's scared to death that he's going to come back.
Yeah.
That's a pizza delivery dude.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And that's it. Everybody's got an issue. Everybody's angry about something.
Pizza delivery people are dangerous.
Yeah.
Right.
They should be
message.
Locked up.
That's
especially
the real message.
All police are bad and all pizza delivery guys are angry.
Yeah. That's right.
Dangerous.
Especially if it's Domino's.
Band pizza.
Domino's. We deliver. What do we deliver? Pipes. Anger. I don't know if it's a Domino's, but you get the point. 50 minutes past the hour. 10 for the new hour.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
53 after the hour. Listen to this. Crank it up, Richie. Everybody got the guitar? Who doesn't recognize this as the theme from Footloose? Kenny Loggins, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wrote every song to every 80s movie.
Yeah. All right, so have you ever seen this movie, Victoria?
Once, a long time ago. I didn't really like it.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm so old.
I actually didn't like it at all.
Kevin Bacon's birthday is today, so we can all celebrate his name, his honor. Everybody's connected to
He's
Kevin
not
Bacon
a judge.
One way or another.
Your honor.
All right, so what do you want to tell us about Kevin Bacon and his career? Where is it going from here, Chucker?
You know, he's worked steadily since 1978. Most people probably first saw him in the comedy Animal House. Then he was...
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah. Yes.
That was his only line.
In 82, he did a movie called Diner, which was Barry Levinson's film, was critically acclaimed. Well, in 1980...
That's a good movie. Diner's
actually,
a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Actually, 1980 is the first time I saw Kevin Bacon in a movie theater, which was, believe it or not, he was in the original Friday the 13th.
He was?
And was killed off by Jason's mother in a really iconic horror scene. I know Doug's not going to remember that, but he was in that.
Kevin Bacon's...
And then he got the role, and then he got got the role of in Footloose in 84, beating out Tom Cruise and Rob Lowe, who producers were very interested in, but they went with Kevin Bacon. He was actually offered the starring role in John Carpenter's movie Christine, but passed on that to do Footloose, and that wound up being a great career move. He's had a tremendous career, worked with every really good actress, actor, and director in the business.
He's
really,
the center of the entertainment universe, 6 degrees away from anybody on this planet.
He did that show on Fox last year that was so violent.
The following. Very violent show. I thought it was really good. It lasted 3 seasons. And also known for the cult movie Tremors he did in 1990, which played extensively on cable.
Now, what else? There's a piece of trivia. He and his wife were both involved in a financial meltdown. Do you know what it was?
Yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff had a lot of their money lost. Gonzo. I heard
they
it was
both
40.
Had to go back to work.
Yeah, right. I heard it was like $40 million. All right, Chucker.
Holy smokes.
Let's go through the movies coming out this weekend, including that horrible Ghostbusters flick.
That's next weekend.
So I have all week.
All week to prepare.
Oh,
perfect. Are you going to go to the premiere tomorrow night?
Yeah, I was invited. I was sitting in the front row. I'm going to get, what's that gook that they... The slime. I get slimed.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing about this, this will be the first time you could actually dislike a movie you actually see.
Chuck.
Oh, Webbo!
In 40 years.
We'll pause for a moment, and then Chucker may get a few more seconds. We'll see.
Okay.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love. Because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target. So you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Ghostbusters director Paul Feig revealing how he finally was able to secure Bill Murray for a cameo. Did you hear that story, Chucker?
Yeah, he paid him, right?
Well, he did pay him, yeah. But Murray doesn't have an agent. He provides an 800 number for people who want to be in touch with him.
Me too.
this guy calls the number, leaves a message. He didn't even know that it was going to get through to Murray. I mean, this guy is really wrecked.
I still think that's the dissent that the old school Ghostbusters fans have. They just wanted to see Bill Murray come back and play a Ghostbuster, and they didn't get it, and they don't want to accept any other interpretation than Bill Murray in that old cast, but specifically Bill Murray, because he's so universally loved for that original 84 film. He does have a cameo in the movie.
Yeah. What's up this weekend? Film.
Two movies open nationwide. The comedy Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Zac Efron is tracking at around a $12 million opening. Reviews actually are pretty good.
I heard it's really funny. I might actually see that.
Looks stupid. All right, what else?
Oh, boy. And then the animated movie, The Secret Life of Pets, which is tracking at a huge opening weekend of around $80 million. This is a Disney cartoon. This is Universal, who does not do a lot of animated movies, but they're going to have some success with this one.
It looks really funny.
All right, that's something to go see. All right, Chuck, you've done a fine job. I hope you'll be back on Monday.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.